A couple of years ago, I went to see the 4th of July fireworks in Oakland's Jack London Square. As the music built over the loudspeaker, the crowd gathered, eagerly anticipating the spectacle. I watched as the first arcs of light took flight, and then, just as they were about to explode, my view was blocked by a pair of hands holding a camera phone. The tween girl in front of me popped her razor in the air and snapped away. Next to her, a friend was engaged in the same activity, and as the fireworks continued, they would take pictures and compare them, lamenting the poor quality of one, ecstatic about another, sending a third to the friend who couldn't come along. And then they'd repeat the process, over and over, until the fireworks were finished and it was time to go home. By the end of the evening, they'd seen the display only on a tiny screen rather than in the sky. I regularly have the same experience at live concerts. Standing packed between people on a crowded floor, someone pulls out his camera for a shot, but he's never satisfied with just one picture. He has to shoot and reshoot through the first half of every song. The camera goes up, and I bob and weave to see around the guy in front of me, who is more interested in exploring the capacity of his gadget than in really seeing the show. I'm guilty of this, too, of mediating my experiences while I'm having them. During an exceptional dinner, I get distracted thinking about how I'm going to describe the wine when I write it up on my blog. At a pro soccer match recently, the only goal of the game was scored while I was staring into my lap, reviewing my photos of the kickoff. In trying not to miss any of the action, I had missed the most exciting moment of the game. Documenting and sharing personal experiences is the easiest it has ever been, but having experiences that are not mediated by technology can be richer and more fulfilling. Try it. Put the gadgets away and put your whole self into something. Turn your face to the sky or your ear to the music, and be there, enjoying it, not putting a digital device between yourself and the world. At the end of the night, you may find you've had a better time, even without evidence to share with your friends. With a perspective, I'm Jessica Hilberman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.